This is a quick boot because I haven't got much. Oh, yes, I have. I've got 89%. I don't know why my phone turned off. I got all my stuff in for my MA. It was so stressful, though. Oh, I know it sounds crazy, you know, especially being through the things I've been with, and I have to pull myself together sometimes and think, come on, you got through Richie dying, you can get through this. But getting all this work in was just so, oh, the pressure. You think 5,000 words is not much, but then you forget you've got two other bits to go in. I had a script to go in and a self-analysis. And I had 3 days. Now, I know you're going to say, well, you should have prepared. And I should have. And in a way, I did, because the script that I had, I wrote half of it in my radio production course at Lambeth. So I had that to go on. People like that. So I thought if I took that script and enlarged it, made it into a 30-minute play, then it would be suitable. So I did that. But I tell you what, I've never pushed anything so tight in all my life. I had 5 minutes to get from the library at New Cross Road, that anybody that knows Goldsmiths University, it's quite a big campus, not as big as some of them, but you know, there's the offices are dotted everywhere. But the library, which is beautiful, was opened 24 hours and I stayed there until about 1 o'clock last night. Is down on New Cross Road, and the new academic building where I had to hand my piece in is at the exact other side of the building. But I cycle, but I was like, I actually imagined myself, because there was some workmen sitting at the top of the road and I had 5 minutes to get to the building, and I know in my head I looked like the Wicked Witch of the East. Flying with all the papers in the back of my bag that I'd dent, tied down with the string because I didn't want to squash the paperwork, and I didn't have any envelopes, and I hadn't written on the CDs, and I had 5 minutes. So I ran in, unless I got to the green, like the big green at Goldsmiths, all the MA students are waiting because they've all handed their stuff in. They were all waiting there, like, you know, just chilling out. And as I just cycled up through the green, I mean, there must have been about 200 people in the green, they all started cheering. Oh, it was so embarrassing. Everyone was looking. And but you know what? It was fun. Anyway, I got to the office. I had 1 minute to spare. There was no one there. That was it. I was utterly in despair. I just cried like I've never, it just erupted. I was like a kettle on the boil. And it just erupted. But she was there in the corner and I didn't see her. But I couldn't stop sobbing. Because it felt like such a failure, such a letdown. After all, like the 4 years building right up to this day, only to get there 1 minute after two. Oh, but I'm all right now, because they love me and I love them, and I've got my work in on time. So now I just wait for the results. But I don't know if you can hear me in the background. I have done a couple of boos, but they're a bit hysterical and mad. They were done in the moment, and I accidentally pressed delete draft. So I'm just doing this one privately on my own, but I am going to do another little boo later, talking to all the students. They're all younger than me. The oldest is 26. And she looked at me on the first day of the course and went, I'm a mature student. I'm 26. And I remember just laughing in her face. And we became really good friends. That's Alex AD. But that's my day. So I'm sitting in the green now. It's baking hot with a little chill. I'm really happy. Got a couple of bottles of champagne, some beer, and we're playing Guess Who You Are with paper on your head. It's all come around.